Hi, I'm Gary Wallach from NPR's Only a Game. Bill's weekly commentary is coming right up, but first I want to tell you about some of the stories we're following for this week's show. Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice was fired this week by the team and suspended indefinitely by the NFL. We'll have the latest details and all the fallout. We'll also take a look at the soon-to-be-lifted NFL TV blackout rules and what that will mean for the league and its fans. And Doug Tribou will have a story about the upcoming vote to include women at Scotland's fabled Royal and Ancient Golf Club of St. Andrews. In his commentary this week, Bill remembers a character played by former Saturday Night Live player John Lovitz and what that character has to teach us about embattled NFL commissioner Roger Goodell.
Remember Tommy Flanagan? John Lovitz played him on Saturday Night Live and elsewhere. Tommy Flanagan was a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous, even though he wasn't anonymous. In fact, he was the president of the organization. Yeah, that was the ticket. Anyway, has anybody else been reminded of the Lovitz character by the recent dance steps performed in and around the office of the commissioner of the National Football League? Having learned last February that Ray Rice of the Baltimore Ravens had dragged his unconscious then-fiancée, now-wife, out of a casino elevator, the commissioner decided in July that a 2-game suspension would be the appropriate punishment, perhaps because, well, who knew what had happened inside that elevator? Maybe Janae Palmer had hit one of the elevator buttons too hard and it had bounced out of the board and knocked her out. Yeah, could have happened that way. When it became apparent to Mr. Goodell that the 2-game suspension was pretty much universally regarded as the worst decision made in the office of the league commissioner since Pete Rozelle elected to do business as usual on the weekend following the assassination of President Kennedy, Mr. Goodell suddenly understood that he'd gotten it wrong with Ray Rice. So he announced that more severe punishments would be visited upon future offenders and hoped that everybody, including women, perhaps especially women, would turn their attention to what was about to begin on the field. Nothing more to see here except football. Then on Monday, the world learned what had happened inside that casino elevator, and Commissioner Goodell learned what had happened at the same time because neither he nor anybody else at the NFL had previously seen the video. Yeah, that's the ticket. And they hadn't asked Ray Rice how his wife happened to become unconscious either, right? Yeah. Really? Nobody in that multi-billion-dollar corporation so obsessed with preventing damage to its image that it employs professional investigators had conducted an actual investigation? Or maybe somebody at corporate headquarters was going to do that, but he suddenly had to help some of the Baltimore Ravens save a couple of kids who'd been carried out to sea by a rogue wave, and then the building across the street caught on fire, and the guy from the office joined most of the New York Giants and San Francisco 49ers as they rushed up the stairs through the heavy smoke to save several rooms full of children and their puppies, which were whimpering, yeah, and they followed the whimpering. That's how the NFL guys and the players saved the kids and the puppies. Yeah, that's the ticket. Otherwise, the NFL guy would certainly have been on top of that assault thing. Now watch the game.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, please visit onlyagame.org. You can find the text and audio there. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR. Thanks for listening.